Catch live. It is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzworthy Radio here on buzzworthyradio.net. I'm your host, Neville J. Lee. It is Monday, August 15, 2011. Right now, we're going to be showcasing to you two interviews that I had the chance to do this past week. First up, we have Cameron Matheson, who plays the role of Ryan Lavery on ABC Daytime's All My Children. He had a chance to sit with us and talk to us a little bit about working again with Esther Turblanche, with a lot of people will remember her as playing the role of Jillian on the show. And then later on, Helen Slater also stopped by. She plays the role of Kristen Mercer on ABC Family's original series, The Lion Game. She talks to us a little bit about that, as well as her Supergirl days and why she's very happy that she's moved on from that point in her life. But first up, here's our interview with Cameron Matheson.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, man. I can't believe this is the first time you've been here on this show. It's amazing to me.
Is that right?
It is.
We haven't spoken on the show before?
No.
Well, good to be here.
Well, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Hey, yeah. Now, this is the same Neville that I talk to and see around, and this is you, right?
This is the same Neville from the soap cruise, from the Emmys, from every which way you've seen me. This is the same guy.
Now, I haven't been on your show yet. Is that right?
And you haven't been on my show yet.
Huh. Okay, all right, well, here we are. That's good to know, and I'm sorry about that. That's weird, but I'm glad we're connecting, brother.
Absolutely. I wanted to have you here for so long, but you know what? Patience is that virtue thing that they tell me about. So you're here now, so you're good. Ah. We're good. Absolutely.
All right.
And, of course, my fans know this guy, Cameron Matheson, plays Ryan Lavery in All My Children. He's also done Dancing with the Stars. He's also the GMA correspondent. What is it that you can't do?
Maybe say no. I don't know.
I think that's a good thing that you can't say no, because I'm glad that at least Ryan or Cameron or whoever, I don't know who yet, isn't saying no to the fact that we're going to be reunited with Jillian pretty soon. We're going to be seeing that.
Yeah, that's super, super cool. I had such a good time with that. I mean, it's very simple. It's not like, I don't want people to think we're going to, you know, it's even more simple than Leo's return, but for me, it was still very meaningful, even though it was just pretty basic. It was very connected and very meaningful for me. So,
yeah, it's been 10 years since we last saw Esther on the show the character Jillian was killed off. And, you know, it's a very great honor that the show is paying tribute for that, because there have been a lot of Ryan Jillian fans for so long. Working with her, was it just like, were you afraid that the chemistry wasn't still there, or even though it is a simple scene, or were you going like it was just like an old pair of shoes slipping back on with that chemistry that both of you had shared for those years?
Yeah, you know, it was you never know. You just never know. And I had dreamed about it the night before, and so then when I showed up at set, I had already dreamed that you know, we'd met and we'd done these scenes, and so then when I saw her, it seemed maybe like took a little bit of the nerves away, but I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't. I know the scenes were very simple, but you still, it was really important to have that like heart connection, and when I got on set and we connected in that way, I knew everything was going to be all right, and it was a really wild experience for me, because one of the reasons, because Jillian represented, in many ways, Esther did, the beginning for me and All My Children, and it was like a slap fast rewind back to my beginning emotions and experience on the show. And
wow!
And so when all of a sudden she was there to wrap up in a sense, the end. It was a really mixed set of emotions. You know, I was brought back to really like a whole other time in my life, and at the same time there to wrap up this time in my life. So it was pretty cool.
I'm going to start crying here in a minute. You have no idea, bro. I really am. It's just like, you know, that's really the time I really started watching all my children was on a consistent basis was when Ryan and Jillian were together. Really, it was the issue when Ryan was in prison for raping Kat. It is when I started watching that and started getting into the show and your character and Jillian's character. So this is going to bring back some memories for me and as many others. Basically, the fans are going to be happy with what they're going to be seeing soon just for that one.
Yeah, they really will be. There's a lot of really nice flashbacks. And I think that the moment between us is worth it. And I was very grateful that they wrote it in.
You know, the character of Ryan has gone through so many changes on the show since you've been on the show since 98. And it was in 97, 98. I think it was 98. And was there any stories where you were looking at it, looking back on where you read the scripts and you just basically were like, wow, is Ryan Labing really doing this? Why is he doing this? He shouldn't do this. He should do that. Or, you know, or basically.
Oh, many times. Many, many, many times. Yeah, like, you know, as actors, the writers really try and stretch this in ways that we may not normally go. And so sometimes we're a little surprised. The direction that they're taking us, but and I think it's our responsibility as the actors to bring the trueness to the character with the vision they have as the writers. And so, yeah, there's been times where I just did not get it at all, and fans, you know, maybe didn't get it. But you just, you know, sometimes in life that happens. Sometimes I know I have done in my life things that are so far out of character, and I cannot believe that I've done that. You know, I just try to recognize that Ryan's not perfect and just kind of roll with it.
What do you have to say to the fans right now? I definitely want to put that out there because, you know, they've been supporting you as well as the rest of your castmates with the show, as well as One Life to Live. What do you have to say to them for their outpouring of support?
Well, it's literally completely and totally because of them that you know, that I've had some of the best years of my life. So it's such an unbelievable interdependence. Like, it's sometimes as actors, we can just sort of say that we make our own destiny. And I guess in one sense, we have a big part of it. But of course, you know, the support and the loyalty of the fans, and especially through times when Ryan hasn't always done the thing that they love the most. It's been totally due to them. I feel like everything that I've experienced, I sort of feel like they all should have the opportunity to experience too, you know, like all the benefits, all the perks, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like we should be all enjoying it together. It's a real interdependence.
Absolutely. And this, I mean, I know we've heard about it. We talked about it. We don't really know much about it. You know, the Prospect Park news blindsided everybody in the industry, not just the fans with the actors as well. I mean, just seeing somebody at least taking an interest in soaps after they leave the networks and everything, that's amazing to me. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. You know, Primetime could use your talents too, you know. You definitely could fit a sitcom role. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, I've done a bunch of sitcoms and I've done some Primetime and I mean, there's a lot of people out there that could fit it, though. So you just got to be in the right place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're about to.
Yeah.
You're a busy man. Absolutely.
I'm flying to New York tonight to wrap up Peace Live with GMA in the morning and then shoot another segment over there with GMA and then fly on. Yes, please. Shoot another piece with GMA there, so.
I cannot handle that. If that were me, I absolutely go crazy. I mean, I really would. I still can't believe you did that Alaska shoot. I'd be scared out of my mind.
Yeah, that was wild. That was wild. Lots of fun opportunities. I just try and take them as they come. That's for sure. But you're a busy man too.
I Well, yeah, but I don't put it out there as much as you do. But but yeah, I you know, I wish you all the best in everything that happens, and you know, whatever happens with this prospect deals with the shows, with both shows, you know, we love to see you stick around as Ryan Lavery. But like I said, whatever happens, happens, and we wish you all the best, man. I mean, it just absolutely amazing for everything that you have done. I can't express that enough.
I feel like the real gratitude should be coming, you know. I mean, thanks for hearing that. First, I should be able to accept that, and I really appreciate the words. And I am so grateful to everybody like you and others that have supported the shows. And I think there's no chance that there'd be any interest in the show if there wasn't the outpouring that there was from the ABC daytime fans. And I'm not sure exactly what's happening with the online deal, but I always saw myself growing old on this show, and I still would love to if it makes sense for both parties, and I hope it does. So I'm just, you know, humbled by all of your support, and I'm really grateful.
Absolutely. Well, please keep us posted. We'll watch out for you on Facebook and your Twitter.
Oh yeah, that's right. I got to learn how to promote my Twitter and Facebook now. I mean, I see as I'm on this all these new.
Well, you didn't even know you had one. That was the thing.
It was for 2 years. I didn't even know I had one. Yeah, I know.
I sat there. I saw no tweets coming from you. I was like, why isn't this dude tweeting? And then you tweet out, I didn't know I had this. I was like, really?
Yeah, exactly. Totally right. Anyway, I you know, check it out, I guess, is what I'm supposed to say. And right over here on the right would be great. So I'm talking to my everybody. Yeah, check out the Facebook and Twitter, and I actually enjoy keeping everybody up to date on what I'm doing and what's going on, and it's fun to get the immediate feedback, so please check that out, and I'm very involved, and it is me doing it, and yeah, man.
Absolutely, man. We'd love to have you back on any time, okay?
Okay, yeah, let's keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Okay, and next time, instead of going through, you know, you can just let me know through the Facebook deal, and we'll figure it out that way.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks so much, man.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Talk soon.
Cameron Matheson, everybody. Ryan Lavery on ABC Daytime's All My Children. Now, I definitely wanted to give you a little note. There was an event that was posted earlier this morning. Actually, it was posted over the weekend, but I think everybody's starting to make the announcement now. A tribute to Pine Valley is going to be taking place October 25th, 26th, and 27th in New York and in New Jersey. There's three different places. There's one in Long Island, New York. There's one in New York, and then there's a place in New Brunswick, New Jersey. All the information is actually on our website at buzzworthyradio.net, so make sure you guys check it out. It's a tribute to Pine Valley, October 25th to the 27th. Starts at 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 21st. Cameron Matheson will be among the five people from All My Children who's going to be attending this event. Besides him, there will also be Michael E. Knight, Julia Barr, Walt Willey, Jacob Young, and Vincent Irizarry. So make sure you guys, if you are able to attend this event, I encourage you to do so. You'll have the chance to get to chat with the actors, some behind-the-scenes stuff that has happened on the show, and also relive some memorable moments in the show's 41 years of being on ABC Daytime. So make sure you guys check that out. It's called A Tribute to Pine Valley. Again, it's on our website. Just search for A Tribute to Pine Valley, and you'll have all the information at your fingertips. Coming up now is our interview with Helen Slater, who plays the role of Kristen Mercer on ABC Family's new original series, The Lion Game.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
Good. Hi, Neville. I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So for those of you who are listening to the show, by the way, this is airing later, Helen Slater will be on the new ABC Family original series, The Lion Game, which premieres tonight. I'm excited for the show. It's a very interesting concept for this show. Describe your character, Kristen Mercer, for us.
I am playing Kristen Mercer, the mother of Sutton Mercer, who's a very wealthy young girl, and we come from a very wealthy family in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, basically, in this first episode that's airing tonight, there's a lot of setup that's going to happen. My daughter is hunting for her biological parents without us knowing it, and has found her that she found out that she has a twin sister.
Right.
And a little bit like the Prince and the Pauper trading places, the foster child comes, takes her place, who's this lovely girl, whereas our adopted daughter has kind of been acting monstrous, really miserable teenage experience, and she goes off to find her biological parents, and it turns out that we, Kristen Mercer, the part I play, and Andy Buckley, who plays the husband, and Adrian Pastar, who's also in the piece, everyone has some kind of secret or is lying about something and revolving around this adoption and who the biological parents are. And it's really fun, like great cliffhanger. Every episode ends with a cliffhanger kind of thing.
It's going to be one of those shows, like during the process of each, from week to week, we're going to see something come from different family members in this show. So it's kind of a concept. Plus, you know, there's a twin apparently that there's going to be changing lives. So it's a kind of interesting concept.
Chuck Pratt, who's our creator and producer, he was on Desperate Housewives for years and Melrose Place,
right.
And he's really a master of teasing out these storylines and making them compelling. And I think it's going to be appealing not just to the teenage girls, but also to older audiences, because it does have that little teaspoon of Twin Peaks, you know, kind of like, what's going on here? Wait, what is that? And so I think it's going to be great.
Now, how did you get approached for the role, if I can ask you that? Like, did you just see this script and you go, I got to play this part?
Quite honestly, I this year, my daughter's turning 16 in a couple of weeks, and I started to feel I'm ready to go back to work in a more full-time capacity. So I have, you know, actively been pursuing the kind, you know, there's not that much out there for women of a certain age. So this was something that came up, and I was like, I'm going to go after that. And I did go in and meet with them, and, you know, it was kind of more traditional in that way. It wasn't like, let me read the 100 scripts. Oh, yes, this one, please. It's more like, here are the few things where there are women that are moms that you are right for.
Yeah, right? And it was funny because I was actually on Twitter the other day, and I said, oh, Helen Slater's going to be coming on. And the first thing they said was, Supergirl?
Yeah.
Supergirl? I was like,
yes.
Yeah. Supergirl.
I
do you
feel
still get recognized
to have
for that?
Transitioned from that. I mean, I think longevity is kind of the key in a way, and I definitely went underground for a while when I had my daughter. But I'm so grateful for that. And I have, you know, I've done these Comic-Cons over the years, and when the Supergirl fans or Legend of Billie Jean fans come up to me, it's so lovely, their response and what they have to say. And, you know, I'm completely clueless about if that film any kind of impact. I don't even think it had anything. But when you talk to the fans, it's like really fun to hear what their impression was, or, you know, Fair is Fair from Billie Jean, or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, what you have a great cast in this show that's going to be premiering tonight. You have a wonderful cast. Alexander Chanjo is in it, you know, and many other people along the way. I mean, what's it like working with all of these people on this show, like with them bringing their differences to the table? What's that like?
It's been a really fun experience. And first of all, everyone gets along. I'm just telling you that flat out. It's been just goodwill, good, you know, fun rapport amongst everyone. But we also have Andy Buckley, who plays Ted Mercer. He's got a phenomenal sense of humor, and there's a lot of laughing that goes on. You know, good. It's good. We're all showing up to work, doing the best we can.
Can you imagine if that actually happened in your real life, where you basically have an adopted child, and all of a sudden they discover they have a twin, and that twin takes it over? I mean, can you imagine going through that?
I mean, that's a bit fantasy, fantastical in a way. Although, if you read Tale of Two Cities, you know, Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, there are novels that have explored it. Definitely the myth of the prince and the pauper. It's certainly part of our cultural mythological tomb kind of thing. But more interestingly, I've talked to friends who have adopted daughters, and that was before doing this part, and that was really interesting to sort of hear from their views what that experience has been like. And I learned a lot from that part of it. Just, I had never sat down to talk about what that experience is like, and quite honestly, 99% of it seems the same as a biological, you know, having a biological daughter versus adopted. But there are pieces of it that were really fascinating that I think the writers of the show are going to play on over the course of the series.
Now, before we wrap up, one of the things I just had found out about you recently is that you are a singer-songwriter. You released three
EPs. I am. I have a website I just built, talentslater.com, or if you go to cdbaby.com or iTunes, I've made three records, all of original compositions. And, it's just been a great hobby, passion of mine. And I did play out in L.A. for a while, and I'm hoping to do that again once we finish wrapping the show.
That's going to be great. And make sure you guys check out The Lying Game tonight. It premieres on ABC Family tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Helen Slater, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me this morning about the show and everything else that's going on with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Neville. And that's how we say it, right, Neville?
That is correct. That is
all right.
Correct.
Well, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Helen Slater, everybody. You can catch her as Kristen Mercer on ABC Family's original series, The Lying Game, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. That's it for this edition of our show. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. You can check out any of our shows anytime on the website at buzzworthyradio.net, as well as at our home base at blogtalkradio.com/buzzworthyradio. I'm your host, Neville J. Lee, making sure you guys get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys next time.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio? Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.